You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill.
Andrew McCart, IFL TV in association with MTK Global. Delighted to be joined by WA Ring Magazine World Champion Callum Smith. First and foremost, Callum, how are you finding San Antonio?
Yeah, it's good. I haven't really seen much of it being in the hotel, but no, it's nice. The people in the hotel are great. It's a bit of a strange atmosphere. It's probably just only us in the hotel, but it is what it is. It's something different. I always get different experience in boxes. Jeddah was a lot different to what I was used to, and this is different again. But I'm here to do a job, and that's where I'm fully focused on the fight. It's good to just be able to switch off with the people who I'm here with. But yeah, no, I feel good.
It's strange to think that a year ago in Phoenix, we were out there for your brother Liam's fight. I can remember you doing media with the Mexican TV. They were talking about the Canelo fight. Then the Canelo fight went to Billy Joe Saunders early on in the year. That fell through. Did you ever think this fight was going to happen for yourself?
Listen, there was times where I thought it's got to happen. Then there was times where I thought it's never going to happen. My 2020, as crazy as it's been for everyone else, it was strange for me as well in the boxing world, as in this fight was on, off. But finally we got over the line. That's all that matters. And I'm in very good shape. I've had a very good camp, good training, good sparring. I'm here, and I believe you'll see the best version of me the weekend.
4 weeks, 4.5 weeks notice, is that going to play a factor in this fight? I mean, you normally have a longer camp than that, especially for somebody like Canelo. You'd have a longer camp, but 4 weeks, 4.5 weeks, is that enough for you?
Yeah, of course. Listen, ideally, as I prefer longer, just to get, you know, me training specific towards Canelo Alvarez. I have been training, I haven't just sat on the couch and done nothing. I was in the gym training with Joe. I'm always in and around the gym anyway. We got the call at 4 weeks notice, and I was in a good enough position to take it, and I'll be 100% come the night. So it's not ideal, but not ideal for anyone. I'm in good shape, there's no complaints. I've had a very good camp, so sparring's gone really well. We feel like we're getting stuff off what we feel awake on the night, and like I say, on the night, it's just, if I can turn up and be the best I can possibly be, then I 100% believe I'm good enough to beat him.
I was sitting with you having a coffee this afternoon. You seem relaxed, you're confident and stuff like that. But for a lot of people, I've used this sort of like example for this fight, is Teofimo Lopez against Lomachenko. Pound for pound, great, number one arguably, then Teofimo Lopez, who's a bigger fighter, matched him skill set and hit harder. Is that a sort of same scenario in this fight with you against Canelo? You're just a bigger fighter, and you're obviously, you can match him for power and whatnot and boxing ability.
Yeah, I fully believe that. I think there's only so much. You know, Lomachenko's a special fighter, but he reached the point where he boxed someone who was good, but just a little bit too big for him, and couldn't get what he wanted to do off. And I believe the same, a good bit and be big and beat a good little, and I believe that'd be the case this weekend. I'm not denying how good Canelo Alvarez is. He's a special fighter, but I just believe size and ability, I will have a little bit too much for him. But it's exciting. The thought of the fight does excite me, it motivates me, and I've always had the motivation version of me. He's very hard to beat.
I know you've got one more for me. I know you're very, very busy, Callum, but one more. Do you have to go in there and stop Canelo? I mean, it's going to be hard to get a decision in Mexico, but in San Antonio, that sort of vibe in his backyard, so to speak. Do you have to go in there and drop him and hurt him and make a statement?
I don't know. I believe not. I'd like to think if the bell goes the end of the fight and I've done enough to win, I'll get the decision. The rest's out of my hands, but I've just got to go in and do what I do, win the fight. Whether it's, I believe I can knock him out, I believe I can beat him on points. Whether I get the decision or not, that's not down to me, but you never think it's going to happen to you. You never go in there thinking they're going to rob me or they're going to do this. So I've just got to just stick to my game plan and do what I do. And as I say, if I feel I've won the end of the fight, I believe I'll get it.
Callum, won't keep you much longer. I know you're very, very busy with more media, so I'll probably hopefully catch up with you during the week. But thanks for this, IFL TV, and good luck, champ.
Thank you.
Thank you, Callum.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill, in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.